PG. We look the talking DG. We look the talking DG. We look the talking. Hey, good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I'm an internationally recognized author, speaker, trainer, coach, and the creator of the Vision Program, the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. And you know, in this age of sound bites, providing good news and inspirational stories in the media is the primary intention and purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. My principles are based on truth in media, which is the basis for our magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that we've delivered. I will tell you that I am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of our programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. And, oh, yeah, I have a wonderful, wonderful guest for you today, and he is no stranger to Nothing But Good News Radio. Now, hold on. Before I say hello, I want to share with you today's G-Note, a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. Today's G-Note simply reads, "Dear friend, make lists of hundreds and hundreds of wonderful things about you. Keep adding to it every day." Because you know what? The truth is, you are remarkable and you are amazing. So what I'd like you to do, if you don't get G-Notes now, just go to my website, CandyG.com, CandeeG.com, and sign up for G-Notes, and you'll get a little shot of inspiration and motivation from me every day. Now, let's talk about a shot of inspiration and motivation. So my question is, are you ready for a breakthrough? Who we have today on the radio show is Dr. Stan Harris, no stranger to Nothing But Good News Radio, and from getting tarred and feathered as a six-year-old boy to becoming a 10th-degree black belt champion, businessman, author, and speaker, Dr. Stan has had to break through many barriers. So what he's here today is to help and empower you, teach you how to experience massive breakthroughs. Dr. Stan, are you with me?
I'm here. It's a privilege and a pleasure, a treat and a treasure, a joy beyond measure to be on this show. And I'm glad I got my G-Note in my email today. I get mine every day. Thank you, Candy G, for spreading good news.
You know, folks love those G-Notes, Stan. It's like that little thing of like, here's a little spot. There is something good going on. There is something good I can think about. And so the good thing I want to think about and talk about today is you and your new book that I'm so excited about. Your breakthrough is guaranteed. 7 simple steps that will help ensure your success in any area of life. And I know you have been getting some extraordinary, extraordinary reviews on this book. So, Dr. Stan, where should we start today?
Well, let's start with how I got the name Dr. Breakthrough.
Well, you know, there you go. How did you get the name Dr. Breakthrough?
Well, you know, I, again, as you read in the intro, you know, from being tarred and feathered as a six-year-old boy and, you know, beaten up by a teenage gang, you know, going through physical abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, and all that, you know, the question always was, man, how in the world did you get from all that and the poverty and all that to becoming an international speaker, voted into the Black Belt Hall of Fame, the motivations? I mean, how did you stand? What was that? And I was like, it was all about breaking through. I had to break through a lot of barriers. And, you know, I have a doctorate in divinity, a doctorate in martial arts. I'm a few credits away from my doctorate of naturopath. But I was speaking with a good friend of mine, Willie Jolly, at Howard University. And he's like, Doc, wait a minute. All these boards you break and these bricks when you write things on the bricks like excuses and procrastination and you break through that. He said, you should use the branding Dr. Breakthrough. He said, because, see, you prescribe for people. You've got a 7-step formula that you prescribe that will help them to break through any barrier. So he said, you're just like a doctor who listens to people's problems and prescribes what will help them to get over it. He said, but you do it in the psychological and in the spiritual realm. And so in the physical realm. So he said, man, that's your branding. And so I said, you know, that makes sense. And so we just started using the tagline, Dr. Breakthrough. And again, it's all about exploding through barriers that at one time seemed insurmountable.
Oh, yeah, and you want to say, and we'll say thank you to Willie Jolly, and he's another extraordinary speaker and has been a guest on Nothing But Good News Radio also several times. But, Dr. Breakthrough, I think it's perfect for you. And, you know, a lot of folks have heard your story because you've been on a few times, but why don't we expand a little bit? I know you kind of just shot out a quick part of your story, but let's expand on a little bit for those folks that are listening to you for the first time.
Okay. Well, again, Candy, let me just also just say, you know, I've been on your show so many times, but, you know, I always appreciate every time I can be on the show with you. And again, your heart and your passion, you're making a huge difference in people's lives. So, again, I just wanted to give a shout out to you and appreciate you and your hard worker, Tracy, for getting me on the show. And I just got off a television show, TCT TV, a half hour ago. And earlier today, believe it or not, like 2 hours ago, I was with your good friend, Tawana Williams, and Ken Brown. We all were speaking to about 500 young people in Arlington, Texas earlier today. So we kind of got a busy life, but we enjoy it because we're busy doing things that make a difference.
It's exciting and great, great folks. And hello to everyone. I hope they're all listening. So and Tawana as well has been a guest on the show. So, you know, I appreciate the work that you're doing. And so, yeah, so expanding on your story so folks know. Sure. I mean, we talk about, you know, you can say, yeah, I've had hardships and I've had to have breakthroughs, but just without getting too deep into it, some of those hardships that you've had a breakthrough for those first-time listeners.
Well, my dad left when I was 3 years of age, and so my mom was left to raise us. At the time, it was three boys. It's five now. And again, if, your listeners, if they can just imagine, which, by the way, we talk about this in the book on page 30. But if you can imagine a six-year-old boy, you're out in the middle of a field playing, and if you can imagine a gang of teenagers coming your way, and, Candy, you know how when there's trouble, sometimes your body gives you a signal. You know, you can't explain it, but something's wrong, right?
Right.
And I knew something was wrong, and these teenagers, they came and they grabbed me, and they beat me up. If you can imagine, I'm just a six-year-old boy. They're teenagers. It ought to just take them one kid. Or maybe just an eight-year-old even. But, you know, they beat me up, punched me all over. By the time I was a bloody mess, I'll imagine. I mean, they beat all over me. They slammed me on the ground, stomped on me like I was an ant or roach, kicked all over me. And, of course, I was crying out and screaming. And by the time I'm a bloody mess and I'm broken and bruised and battered, you would think they would have been done, but they weren't. The worst was about to come. And one fella flipped me over, and they took a great big old bucket of tar. They poured that tar on my face. They poured it on my body, took a bunch of feathers, they threw them on me, and they left me there. Now, thank God the tar wasn't hot, but it was thick, and I almost suffocated. Somebody finally found me, rushed me to the hospital, and got me taken care of. But because of that, I always wanted to learn how to protect myself. And so here's what I teach people. Within your pain is hidden power, and you would allow your pain to push you to your prosperity. Because William Wadsworth said it best, adversity and pain, it causes some men and women to break, it causes others to break records. So from being tarred and feathered to being beaten with a steel choker chain for a dog, beaten across my head and back with a steel-folding chair by one of my mom's boyfriends, and just a lot of incredible things, trying to commit suicide a couple of times, you know, I finally, you know, sexual abuse and all that, but I finally got my breakthrough. And I'm just here to let people know there is hope. I don't care. You may be at the very point of despair. You may be in total financial ruin, but you can break through. And my seven-step breakthrough system is guaranteed to get you from where you are to where you want to be.
And that's awesome. And so we're excited about that book. Do you hear that music, Stan? You know what that means? You want to take us off to commercial break?
Let's do it.
All righty. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Amerijet is ready when you are. Shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Candy G with my very good friend and special guest, Dr. Stan Breakthrough Harris. And we're talking about, Dr. Stan, we're talking about your book, Your Breakthrough is Guaranteed. Tell me what's different about this book.
Well, Candy, what's different about the book? A couple of things. One, it's not just a book. It's an edutaining life transformational mechanism. So it's edutaining. That means it educates while it entertains, while it transforms, and it's a mechanism for change. We've had several people who've never read a book before. This is the first book they've ever read. And one thing is different is because I have so many pictures in the book. We even have 4- and 5-year-olds who get the book, and just because there's so many pictures, they just look at them. I mean, so for instance, when you open the first page, you see me laying on a razor-sharp bed of nails with 150 pounds of bricks on my stomach. And the caption reads, by the time you are finished reading and implementing the principles in this book, you'll be breaking through seemingly impossible things as well. But you have pictures of me swallowing fire, breaking bricks, brick spores in my head. I mean, one seminar, I had an 81-year-old woman who got so excited she wanted to break one of the boards. Of course, I tried talking her out of it, but you know how it is, Candy. When a woman has her mind made up, you might as well just go ahead and get in.
I'm thinking you're right.
She actually broke the board, and we have a picture of that on page 81. And then 110 people in the room, they all got excited when they saw this woman do it. They all wanted to break a board, and each of those boards had something written on it, like excuses and procrastination and fear and doubt. And we taught them when they broke that board physically, psychologically, they were experiencing a breakthrough. And one man had his son that was 8 years of age, and he came up and broke a board also. So the pictures are just incredible, but it's written in a style that's easy to read and easy for people to grab hold of. But not only that, Candy, think about this now. People get a $250, it's a certificate in here on page 204, to get consultation from my Breakthrough Coaching team, not just for coaching, but also to get some additional bonuses. That's additional. Then on top of that, I've got a Your Breakthrough is Guaranteed live event. People have actually paid $997 to come to this event. But in this book on page 182, I put 2 tickets to that live event, expiration date May of 2012. So they have time to come. They can come and bring one of their friends. So it's a $1,994 value they're getting absolutely free. Why? Because I want them to be able to take the principles of this book and see how to apply it. And a lot of people have also said, you know, while reading your book, I had to stop and go do something. You know, this book is not like other books. I mean, you can't just read it. You got to do something about it. So anybody who maybe is stuck in life, anybody who wants to make it to the next level, this is something that can help them. And I think that's what makes it different. And then, you know, I've got some famous people who put some endorsements. But in the front of the book, I put people who know me the best, like my wife, my children, my uncles, my brothers, you know, things like that.
So, Stan, what's the first step?
Well, the very first step of a person wants a breakthrough, and by the way, a breakthrough is exploding through barriers that at one time seemed insurmountable. And Candy, I got to give a quick illustration so they get the feeling of the breakthrough. If that's okay, it just will take a second.
Absolutely, absolutely.
When that rocket ship takes off, especially you're down in Florida, so you folks have watched this on television many times, as the rocket ship takes off, it's giving out all kind of energy, all kind of combustion, but it's moving very, very slowly. It just keeps gaining momentum and gaining momentum and gaining momentum, and it starts going faster and faster, and then right before it hits what we call escape velocity, that rocket ship begins to rotate wildly, almost as if it's about to be shaken to pieces. And it's right then and there that it's a good thing the rocket ship is not human, because if it was human, it'd say, I can't take this. This is too much. I can't do this. But it's not human. It doesn't run off its emotions. It runs off its programming. And so guess what? That rocket ship, instead of backing down, and breaking down. It just keeps on doing what it's programmed to do. And somebody I'm speaking to right now in the listening audience, you've done everything you know to do in your business. It seems like your business is shaking to pieces. Your finances are shaking to pieces. Your relationships are shaking to pieces. Your emotions are... But listen, don't back down. You may break down. Watch this. In the next instant, bam, it breaks to escape velocity. Now that rocket ship now is going 25,000 miles per hour, and it virtually uses no more fuel for the rest of the trip. And guess what, Candy? That rocket ship uses 1,000,000 pounds of fuel, but 95% is from takeoff to escape velocity. Once it breaks to escape velocity, it now does effortlessly what at one time took a whole lot of effort. Man, that's good.
Darn, that's good. I have to tell you, right? You're right. That is good. That is good. And how do folks get to that place of their own personal velocity so that they can have breakthroughs and continued breakthroughs?
Yes. Well, again, we've got a 7-step formula. The first step, I'll give you that and very briefly, is a simple step called forgiveness. Forgiveness. See, when a breakthrough is exploding through barriers that one time seemed insurmountable, and right now, of course, a lot of people financially are really looking for a breakthrough. But here's what happens, though. Because we are at a place of frustration, whether emotionally, financially, business, whatever, then if we're not careful, those are negative emotions. And usually that place of frustration means something's not going the way we like, something. So here's what you got to do. You got to exercise forgiveness, number one. Because if you notice that rocket ship when it takes off, especially when it first is taking off, after a while it has these extra booster rockets, right? And it gets rid of those extra booster rockets. Why? Because for it to go as high as it wants to go and to go as fast as it wants to go, it's got to get rid of any excess weight. So those booster rockets just help it to get started, but then it's got to get rid of that. And I tell people, when it comes to forgiveness, if there's no enemy within, the enemy without can do you no harm. And, you know, unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment and all that, it does more harm to the vessel in which it's stored than it does the victim on whom it's poured. And after being tarred and feathered by those teenagers, after going through the verbal abuse and physical abuse and sexual abuse and all the racism, all that kind of stuff, I mean, you got to know, I was one angry child, right? I mean, I was going to get back at the world, and I'm telling you, the thing that set me free, because I didn't realize that I was locked in a prison, Candy, and the key to get me out of my own prison was in my own hand. It was simply learning the lesson of forgiveness. And when I learned to forgive, get this, Candy, not just those teenagers, even though they didn't even ask, I learned to forgive not just life, not just society, but sometimes, especially if you're a type A driven personality, the hardest lesson for me, Candy, was learning to forgive myself. Because I set some goals, I set some dreams, and I let myself down. And there's a lot of people right now listening to us, Candy. They don't even understand it. They're frustrated at their own selves, and they've got to learn, in some cases, like me, just not just to forgive others. And we need to. And sometimes we need to ask for forgiveness. But a lot of times, just we are frustrated, and we've got to just learn to forgive ourselves and let it go. And that's what I love about you, Candy, because you're in that guilt-free zone.
It's true. It is a guilt-free zone around here. It's absolutely guilt-free zone because guilt is a useless emotion. But guilt, I think, oftentimes is all tied up into not being able to forgive yourself. I think they're really connected hand in hand. You know, when you talk about forgiveness, when let's say something bad happens and you really do need to forgive someone else, when you talk about forgiveness, for someone that's never really, this is, yeah, I understand forgiveness. But, you know, there are a lot of people out there that really don't understand what real forgiveness is. How can you explain real forgiveness to the listening audience?
Okay, well, first of all, let me say, again, our book is already an international bestseller, and we get so many emails and calls. And one of the main things people are saying is, they say, you know, just that chapter one, that alone, that chapter on forgiveness, is worth the whole price of the book. And several people have said to me, I thought I already knew and understood about it, but after reading your book, it's opened my eyes to a lot of things. So one of the things that can help a person is this, is, you know, when we have this these negative emotions, if someone's done us wrong or we haven't made it even up to our own expectations, you have to understand this point, and that is you have to learn to release those negative emotions. And sometimes, Candy, it's making a phone call. Sometimes it's writing a letter in detail about all the hurt and the pain that you've gone through. And a lot of times I tell people, and then just take that letter and tear it up, or take that letter and burn it. You know, you don't always have to. And sometimes a person that did you wrong is no longer with us, you know. But it just, you have to release that. And sometimes I tell people, just hold a pen right in your hand. If you're not driving right now, hold a pen or pencil or something in your hand. And all I want you to do, folks, is to turn your hand over and to see that the pen automatically, or the pencil automatically falls out. And so, literally, I know it's kind of sound like it's oversimplifying, but you just got to learn to release it, because what we're doing is we're holding on to that because they did me wrong, or I messed up, or whatever. And that tension, which, by the way, doctors were saying the number one killer is heart disease, but now they're saying it's anger, resentment, a lack of forgiveness that causes, it lends to the heart breaking down. So for your own health's sake, learn to release. Like a woman who was ravished late at night when she was going through a park, and a man got her, ravished her body and left her for dead. And somebody finally found her, and she woke up in the hospital almost a week later. She'd been in a coma. But thank God her life was spared, but she was blind when she woke up. And her friend was there with her and been staying by her side and said, "Don't you hate the man that did this to you?" And she said, "Well, no." She said, you don't want to, like, kill him. You don't want to get back at him. She said, "No." And she said, "He stole one night of my life. I refuse to give him one second more." See, it's when we realize this thing of forgiveness, it's writing a letter, whether it's making a phone call, whether it's even sometimes I tell people just out loud, say, "You did me wrong," or, and just let it go. Say, "Okay, I now release it. I now release it." And if those emotions come back, you may have to do it again. "I release it. I release it." But the Lord Jesus Christ said it best. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And sometimes it's a principle, I call it being aware of the unawareness of others. And that is, other people, what they say to us, what they do to us, because they're not us, they don't really understand how much it affects us and what it's doing to us. So really, they may have an idea, but they really don't really know what they're doing. So I say, if people aren't really aware of what they're doing to me, if I could be aware of the fact that they are unaware of the fact, then it doesn't hurt as much. Don't take it as personal. But the main thing is, for my own breakthrough sake, for my health sake, for my advancement, I'm going to use the key of forgiveness to unlock the door so that I don't have to be bound in bitterness and anger and resentment. Does that make sense?
You know, yeah, so much so. And I think that maybe it's important that folks know, wow, Stan, there we go again. Another commercial break already. I was just completely paying attention to you, not watching the time. Hey, this is Nothing But Good News Radio with one of our favorite guests ever, Dr. Stan Harris. We're going to be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059. To anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America, Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages, Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. And before we get back to Dr. Stan Breakthrough Harris, I just want you all to know that I have been filmed in a movie that will be released in December. It is called The Journey, and you can see the trailer on my front page of CandyG.com, CandeeG.com. There's another trailer. We're going to post that one soon, but it's very exciting. And in the movie, you will also find Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Vic Johnson, Marie Diamond, a whole host of others, and yours truly. I'm so excited about this project because it has extraordinary life lessons to share in a fun and, as Stan would say, edutaining way.
Come on.
You know, there we go. You know, Stan, before we went to break and you were talking about forgiveness, I think one thing that's important for folks to know is that forgiveness is for yourself on the inside, and that you don't have to necessarily pick up the phone and find somebody that's done you wrong and say, hey, I just want you to know I forgive you. But to truly, truly, truly get to that place in your heart where you can feel real forgiveness, that is the key, don't you think?
Yes, because even sometimes even trying to get it across, you just stir up those old emotions, or that person responds in a negative way, and the hurt and the pain just comes all up. So like that's why I mentioned, sometimes to write a letter and just to burn it, to write a letter just to tear it up. But
this all right, not even send it. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Even send it, right. But it just needs to be expressed, though. It needs to come out. But, yes, that's an excellent, excellent point. And, by the way, that was a powerful testimonial that Les Brown gave you during that break. I just wanted to put kudos out there. And, by the way, I've read your book also. It's just empowering. And can I give you a little something? Les wrote a little something in this book. Can I read this real quick?
Absolutely.
Okay, he says, Dr. Stan is highly regarded as an icon of transformation, helping thousands of people dramatically expand their lives and manifest their greatness. We all come to a point in our lives where we feel stuck, unable to move forward. As a young person, before I became a speaker, I was stuck. I knew there was more that I could do, but for some reason, I could not move forward. It was my mentor, Mike Williams, who helped me find my true greatness in my breakthrough. He helped me find it and reach my potential. And this book by Dr. Stan can help you do the same. This is a book that helps you make mental, emotional, and physical changes on a cellular level in order to transform yourself from the inside out. Metaphors. His use of metaphors and examples from his experiences as a top-level martial artist, Dr. Stan engages and inspires readers to challenge their belief systems, to face their fears, and to become risk takers. More than hope and inspiration, your breakthrough is guaranteed offers a template, a roadmap that will help you move past your previous blocks in every area of your life and finally have the breakthrough you deserve. So, if you're ready to take control of your life, if you're ready to improve your relationships, heal your heart, and reach your full potential, then you're ready for a breakthrough. Dr. Stan's book, Your Breakthrough is Guaranteed, will take you there. Les Brown, motivational speaker and coach.
And there you've heard it. From Les Brown. And, you know, the truth is that we need that roadmap. We need that guide to be able to get us there. See, I think a lot of folks don't realize that transformation isn't just a book or an event. It's a lifelong commitment to every single day doing those things that you need to do to make the changes that you need to make in your life. And so when you're here, you know, it's interesting, and you talked about giving away free tickets to your event. And how many bonuses do you give away with your book? What's the total on the bonus? What was that?
$2,497 worth of bonuses of coaching and also two tickets to our live event as well as some other things.
You know, a lot of folks may be listening to that and going, oh, yeah, right, okay, he just wants to sell a book. Why is he giving that much stuff away with this book? But what I know about you, Stan, is that you are committed to the growth of other folks. And oftentimes you get the book in your hand, you have to be very committed to read it and doing all the exercises. But if they show up to one of your events and walk through this stuff with you, by the time they walk out the door, their life is going to be changed. And so I understand that, and I really want to applaud you for what you're doing to try to make a difference in the lives of folks personally. So what I want to ask you, the next thing I want to ask you is, what has been, do you think has been your biggest breakthrough? You had this biggest breakthrough, and this might be a hard question, but a big breakthrough and the biggest aha that you got from that breakthrough.
Well, the biggest breakthrough that I had was, you know, I talk about in the book, one of my steps to the breakthrough is also fasting. And fasting, I define as letting go of the visible to grab and be able to focus more on the invisible. And so while I was writing the book, and since that's part of one of my steps of fasting, I decided to go on another fast. And so just to really get my mind clear, and you know, I had some things I just wanted to, you know, I'd been through a divorce. I've been married for 24 years to the love of my life, and we had dated 5 years before that, and I was actually in a, I was like in a fog. I couldn't figure out, how could this happen? You know, and I'm the guy that's helping all these other people's relationships. And so, you know, and so I was fast. I said, Lord, I really need to find the woman of my dreams that I can continue on. You know, I'm used to being married, and I like working together as a team. And so I began to fast, and I fasted, and you know, it's amazing. I went really, really long. I mean, a lot of people, I tell people, don't ever try what I tried. By the way, I've been averaging fasting one day a week from the time I was 16, because someone told me about the benefits to your body and so forth and spiritually. But I actually went on a fast, and I went 50 days and 60 days and 70 days, and I actually went 102 days. I dropped 108 pounds.
Wow.
100. But here's what happened, though. I had been praying for the, because I just met this one. I said, Lord, I got to know if this is the one. I got to know what I need to do. And God spoke to me during that fast and said, this is the woman. This is my gift to you. And, of course, you know, it's kind of like that fleece. I said, I got to make for sure now, Lord, because, I mean, you know, when you spend almost 30 years of your life with someone, and he's like, I don't have another 30. I'm talking about all the way. And so I said, I got to really make for sure. And it was for sure. And by the way, in my book, one of my steps, I talked about the exact perfect mate that would be for me, that I believe that I needed. And I had a date that I wanted to meet her by. And actually, through that fast, met her, and we ended up getting married. And now we've been married a year and 2 months tomorrow. I'm telling you, it has been you're talking about the biggest breakthrough, Not only, I mean, the woman I was married to was so wonderful. I said, Lord, I could never find anybody like this. The breakthrough was so exceedingly good that I found someone that's so far even exceeding what I had even envisioned and imagined. And I mean, anybody who knows me, they say, you know, Doc, I mean, you've always been an upbeat person. But, man, it's like you got a double dose of something. I was like, yeah, I found my sweet brown cinnamon sugar, Nadia Michelle. Hey. And we're writing the book now together. We're writing a book called Computer Love, because we actually met over the Internet. And the first date we had for breakfast, we met at breakfast, and I was so impressed. And I said, what are you doing for lunch? And we met at lunch, and I was like, what are you doing for dinner? But out of all the things I've ever done, I'm telling you, this is the most incredible breakthrough, was meeting Nadia. And the long fast, and again, please don't, people listen, don't ever try anything like that. I've been fasting for a long time, and I've never done anything like that. In fact, I did 54 days one time and almost died. So, you know, I kept checking with my physician and everything else. But I'm just saying, I was in a place, I said, God, I'm ready for a quantum leap, a serious breakthrough. I'm Dr. Breakthrough. I got to have the biggest breakthrough ever so I could share with people. And by the way, so nobody's confused. As Dr. Breakthrough, I can't provide a breakthrough. I just prescribe the breakthrough. However, when you follow my 7-step prescription, God Almighty will provide the breakthrough that you desire and deserve.
And you know, I've met your beautiful and lovely Nadia. She is quite the lady. So congratulations to you both. Congratulations, really, really, to you both. You know, Stan, you've done so much. You've done so much, and you've brought so many great things to folks. What are your goals? What is it that you want to do? You've done so much. Where are we going from here?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of success, as you mentioned, and you know, like in some different areas of life. But where I want to go from here is, you know, with my wife, one of the things we're doing now is we call ourselves, we are a covenant couple, building relationships of covenant based. Covenant relationships, but based on a covenant of promise. And one of the things we want to do is really enrich people's, you know, lives. You know, we were somewhere, we just got back from a 7.5-week trip, but we were somewhere, and people were like, you know, how long have you guys been married? I mean, just getting married like last week. I was like, well, yeah, almost, about a year and 2 weeks, but 2 months rather. But you know, people, they constantly were saying to us about, you know, the way you guys do your relationship, you compliment each other well, but also there's just something, you just sense it, you just pick up. And so we desire that we want to help encourage other people in their relationship, and also some people who have maybe been through, you know, who are in a great relationship and, you know, end up for some reason going through a divorce, which they thought they never would go through. And maybe they think there's no way out of this. Maybe they think, you know, what is my life from here? So we want to empower couples like that. And we're, like I said, we're writing a book called Computer Love that we're writing together. And so we want to do that and work with couples. And we want to also start an entrepreneur dating site. I think that a mindset of an entrepreneur is so much different than everybody else. So we want to, those entrepreneurs out there, we want to have a dating site specifically for entrepreneurs, because that's a big difference between an entrepreneur and a non-entrepreneur. So they have to have that right mindset. And then our goal is to support 100 missionaries. We've got a couple that we're supporting already, but our goal is to be able to support 100 missionaries personally so that they can go to the foreign field and do what they feel they're called to do in their life. And so that's some of our main goals, right, in the immediate future, what we're really focusing on. And then, you know, Nadia has written also 5 additional books, but they never were published. And so this year also we're going to make sure those 5 are published. Like one of her books is called Black Diamond. Another one is called Testimonies of the Heart. Another one's called Who Would Have Known. And that's what we're really looking forward to doing. And again, traveling across the country, speaking for conferences, speaking for businesses, speaking for churches. And you don't have a real burden to reach young people and empowering young people, because as a young person, I really, my whole life, I could have been a victim if I didn't have the right mindset and didn't have mentors and people, Candy, like you, who believed in me when I didn't even believe in myself. You know, that's one of the things I pick up about you. You seem to have that belief factor that you find good in people, and even your whole radio show, your whole trust. That's why I love everything that you do, and I want to support you to the hilt.
Thanks, Dan. Really, I appreciate that in the biggest way. But what a concept just to talk to folks about, and just to say, when you can see the best in folks and allow them to kind of mirror the best in who they are back to themselves, it's amazing what they can do. It's absolutely amazing what they can do. Like I have somebody who's very, very close to me. And 6 months ago, he was under a bridge in Miami with a needle in his arm. And somebody I care about very, very, very much. But also understood that this thing that's called enabling, that I could not be an enabler, and did the things that I could do to help, but wouldn't cross the line into enabling after I learned how I enabled. You know, it's a dance. But and he'd been gone for probably a couple of years, and I got a call from him where something had happened, and he got himself out from under that bridge. It was a unique experience, and he called me, and so we started talking every day. And every day and every day we'd talk, and I would simply remind him of who he really was, because he really is a remarkable person. It's easy to see, but not easy for him to see, because life had knocked him down so hard. And so as the days started moving forward and the weeks started moving forward, and he'd get 1 week clean, and he'd get 2 weeks clean, and he had 3 weeks clean, and there is a really good story coming right after this commercial break. Now you hold on to that. We'll be right back.
AmeriJet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let AmeriJet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. AmeriJet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. AmeriJet, your best source for great shipping.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G, and with my special friend, and special guest, Dr. Stan Breakthrough Harris. Now, before we went to commercial break, I was telling you a story about a young man who was really, you know, just heaped in addiction. And we started chatting last January. And when he was about 18 days clean, he came to me and he said, all right, I've made it to 18 days, but what's really hard is that I need to support myself. And who's going to hire a junkie? Because in the back of his head, he said, I'm a junkie. This is what I've been doing. Nobody is going to hire me. I'm not good enough. Look at the mistakes I've made in my life. People are going to take a look at these mistakes, and they're going to judge me, and I'm not going to be able to do anything. So even though, yay, I've crossed this bridge to staying clean for 18 days, now what do I do? Because I have to be able to take care of myself. And as we chatted, I talked to him about the conversations that live in the back of your head that keep you from moving forward. The things that were mistakes are just mistakes, and all it means is it's a learning lesson. And I told him, I said, if you want to work, there's work out there, and I promise you this. But what you've got to do is you've got to step out and make yourself different from everybody else. Let folks know that you want to work. Let folks know that you want a job. Knock on doors, shake hands, talk to people. Do whatever it is that you have to do to stand out from the crowd. And, you know, Dr. Stan, he went home and he thought about it that day, and he took a big white T-shirt, and he wrote on the T-shirt, clean and sober. And on the T-shirt, he wrote, with a marker, I don't want your money, I just want a job. And on the back of his T-shirt, he put three checks, responsible, reliable, and dependable. And he went to the busiest street corner where everybody was out there shuffling their feet with a cardboard sign saying, please give me money. Instead, he's wearing his big, bright white T-shirt saying, clean and sober, I just want a job, waving at everybody that came by. And then he texted me, and I got a text from him. I had no idea he had done this. He texted me, and he says, I don't know where you are, but where I'm at, it's raining money. And I called him up, and I said, what are you doing? And he explained to me what he was doing, and he says, I'm telling folks, I don't want your money, I want a job. And people would hand him a $20 bill and say, no, no, I'm proud of you. Stay clean, stay clean. And that day he received three business cards and one phone number. And the next day he called that phone number, and they said, if you can come here for a job interview today, we'll interview you. He got on the bus. It was an hour away. He got up there, and I tell you, from that day, he has been employed. He's 6 months clean, and he's been promoted two times. But being able, this goes to being able to tell somebody and being able to get somebody to see that they're not broken, regardless of what's happened, and being able to see the best in everyone, regardless. Oh, if we could all do that, Stan, what kind of a world would we have?
Well, you know, that is so powerful. And that's an incredible story. You know, and a good friend of mine, Alicia Pierce, you know, when she read in my book, one of the things she said, chapter 12, she said, when you get to that, you will be set free. She said, you'll be set free from yourself and the negative talk in your head. Dr. Stan's powerful quote in this chapter, we are reaping what we have sown by having what we have said. If you'd like a different harvest, get busy planting different seeds. And Alicia Pierce, of course, multi-millionaire, and she's married to Stephen Pierce, and they just travel all over the world. But she said, Doc, when I got your book and I read it, she said, it literally changed my life. She said, I'm very, very successful, but she said, but in the back of my mind, the negative nagging talk. And all of us have that, and that's something else that we have to break through. And I have a whole chapter on that as well. And another thing, Kenny, I talk about is faith. And the powerful thing about faith is even when we don't have faith in ourselves, God has a way of putting people in our path or around us who will see something in us that we don't even see in ourselves, and it will help us to draw it out of us. And so I want to thank you for being that person in his life, and for also for readers on here. But that's why, again, on my website, for instance, drbreakthrough.com, they'll see me have 22 inches of bricks up there, and I break those bricks. Now, when I was in the studio and I did this, Candy, when I hit those 22 inches of brick, only five of those bricks broke. The other two didn't break, so I said to the guy, okay, I got to run out and get some more bricks. I'll come back. We'll do a second take. He said, no, Doc, leave it like it is. People need to see you, because when I hit those things, they didn't break. I was, like, frustrated. But then I said, well, sometimes you got to hit it twice. I hit it again, and the rest of them broke. And he said, let them see you in your humanity like that, instead of seeing you do it all perfectly, and let them know that you can have faith, even though when it doesn't work the first time, you just keep on going and have faith it's going to work out. I said, okay. So they can see that on my website, drbreakthrough.com. See me in my frustration, and then all of a sudden break out of it.
But you know what you're saying? You know, it's the truth. You don't try it once and then say, wow, didn't work. I can't do this. Is you just keep doing it. Decide what you really want, and then stay focused on that and keep after it regardless of what goes on the outside. It's those, you know, it's getting the vision and the voice on the inside to be more powerful than the opinions on the outside. And often those opinions about ourselves are us telling us what we can't do. But when we can connect with what we can do and then stay focused in that direction, it's extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary what we can do. You know, I take a look at my own life, Dr. Stan, and you know what? I'm just the girl next door. I am a bona fide country girl, okay? And with all the things that I've been able to accomplish and all the things that I've been able to do, mostly out of my desire to make a difference, mostly out of my faith and belief that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I just keep putting one foot in front of the other. And, you know, sometimes obstacles will show up for me, and sometimes those obstacles get pretty daunting. Somebody once said, the bigger the level, the bigger the devil. And, you know, so sometimes those things will get daunting. And every time something shows up that's really daunting, and if I keep focusing forward, for sure, what you just said happened. Somebody shows up out of somewhere with the right word, the right, who knows what it is, to tell me, no, you are on the right path. Keep moving forward. You cannot take your foot off this path.
Wow. Well, and you know, also, by the way, can I share real quick one of the greatest reasons why many people never have a breakthrough?
Hey, yes, Dan. Hey, my show, it's your show, you know.
This was so transformational for me that it just blew my mind. One of the main reasons why many people never have a breakthrough, I mean, people who want a breakthrough, people who are striving for a breakthrough, one of the main reasons why they never have a breakthrough is simply because they're focusing on what they want to break through. See, what you focus on the longest becomes the strongest. What you think and talk about the longest becomes the strongest. So, for instance, somebody trying to get, you know, this time of economic hardship, if you're trying to break through, so I want to be debt-free, it seems like the more you want to be debt-free, the more debt you end up in. So you don't focus on what you want to break through. Here it is. You focus on what you want to break to. And so when you focus on what you want to break to, as you break to something, you automatically break through something. And all these distractions, that's the problem. We get these things, these challenges come up, but we get so focused on the challenges and so focused on the problems, we forget about the promises, so focused on what we're trying to break through that we forget about where we want to break to. But if you'll just, you got to make a laser focus, you got to on purpose focus on what you're breaking to, and you automatically end up breaking through. But that's what successful people do. They don't focus on what's going on around them. They focus on what they want to happen in them and what they see ahead, with the vision of focus. By the way, focus firmly on course until successful. Come on now.
There you go. Absolutely, there you go. You know, go back to case in point when you talk about focusing on what you want instead of what you don't want. Oh, see, and there's another good story. Right up on every commercial break. I got to make you wait.
All right.
Hey, Stan and I'll be right back.
Are you shipping electronics, hazardous material, live animals, or household goods? At Amerjet, we welcome all your business. We carry it all. Ship your goods direct with Amerjet, and you know you're getting the best price and the most reliable service. Amerjet has daily all-cargo flights to the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, and South America. Local offices and staff in every country. Call 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back. This is Candy G and Dr. Stan at Nothing But Good News Radio. All right, Stan, I forgot the story I was going to tell.
We were talking about focusing on what you want as opposed to focusing on
You know, thank you for that. I got to tell you, thank you for that. You know, folks, what they do is they'll Facebook me while we're on the air, and I, you know, on commercial break, I try to answer them back. They just love you, Stan. You just have folks that just love you out here. I just want you to know that. But there was
I love them, too. That's why I'm here with you.
Thank you. There was a story that I once heard about Mother Teresa, and somebody asked her if she would go to an anti-war rally, and she said, no, I won't go. But if you ask me to go to a peace rally, I'll be there.
Come on. Come on now.
Focus exactly. on what you want, not what you don't want. You know, focus on health, not illness. Focus on right. abundance, not the debt. Just be that one little distinction could change everything for you based on what it is that you focus on. You know, go ahead.
Well, can I share with you? I just gave one quick phrase that actually got me on Daystar TV, which is like the second largest Christian television show. The manager of the station happened to be in the audience where I was speaking at the church, and the one line I made caused him to say, look, I'll change my whole program tomorrow. I need to have you come and speak and do that. Can I share with the audience what that one sentence was?
You don't even have to ask. Yes.
Here it is. This is so life transformational. I said, you've got to be committed to the process of being bad for however long it takes to get good. Let me say it again. You have to be committed to the process of being bad for however long it takes to get good. See, when we're not good at something, we feel uncomfortable, and then we want to shrink back. But successful people understand you can't be great at everything every time you start everything. And so those who make the commitment, don't try it, they committed to it. See, when I make up my mind to do something, circumstances align themselves in my favor. When I say I can't, my mind stops trying. But when I ask how can I, my mind keeps searching until it finds a way. There is a way, and I will find it. And if not, I will invent it. That resolve gets the breakthrough.
All righty then. What am I supposed to say after that? That's just brilliant. No,
that's good.
Good. That's what I'm saying. It's good. That's really, really, really good. So let's talk a little bit about how folks can find you and some of the things that you're up to in the near future.
Okay. Well, again, what I want them to do is, first of all, tomorrow at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to be on TCT television. If they just go to www.tcttv.com, or they just can go to my website, drbreakthrough.com, and see it on the right. It'll show you where I'm going to be on the show, and they can actually see me and see me do some demonstration. But my website, drbreakthrough.com. If they go to drbreakthrough.com, and by the way, they can also see me there. They can get my free updates and so forth, but they can also order the book. Now, here's what I'm doing, Candy. I'm doing something extra special. And let me tell you why I do these extra special things, because I know that right now some people are in a financial crunch, so I don't need people's money as much. I need them to make a break, to have a breakthrough. And here's what I know. If they have a breakthrough and I can help them to have a breakthrough in their life and a breakthrough in their finances, then they'll take money and then they'll come and buy some stuff. Then you know what I mean? So just so people know, yeah, I do have alternative motives as well. I mean, because I need to be paid for what I do. But here's what I've done. I've made a way where people can get the book almost for free. Here's what they do. If they go to my website, drbreakthrough.com, click on the book. Now, the book is only $25. Now, think about this. Somebody said, I'll give you $2,500 of the value. Just give me $25. Yeah, that's like 10%, right? So here's what they do. If they get two books, right now I've got a special. You buy two books. The third book is free, and these are all autographed, by the way. So you get two books. The third book is free, and here's what I want people to do. Here's what I'm doing. You take the two books, and you sell those to somebody. You share. Now, some people just give them away, but I prefer if you sell it to somebody, because once you read yours and get your breakthrough, you'll see how powerful it is. You sell those two books. So now what happens is this. The money you spent for the book, you now made it back on the two books that you sold. But more importantly now, you enhanced and enriched the life of someone else, and you got your book absolutely free. And then what I'm going to do, just because you're Candy G, I'm coming out with the book on CD in a couple weeks. So I've got a sample of the book on CD, a whole CD with several chapters and so forth. So everybody who goes on there today and orders the two books, they'll get the third book free. If they put down there Candy G, they heard me on the Candy G show or Nothing But Good News, something like that, I'll have the office also send them absolutely free one of the CDs of the book on CD so they can actually listen to that. And it has music to it. It's just incredible. And so right now, go to www.drbreakthrough.com. You deserve to have your breakthrough. And I tell people, I only make money by making a difference. And when I make a difference, I deserve to make money. Because the Bible says, he, get this now, he that withholdeth the corn, the people, shall curse him. But blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. Which means I have a moral responsibility, if I have something that's good and of value, to sell it to people to help them. So the Bible, again, it's very clear. I don't want to be cursed, so I'm not going to withhold something good. I want to be blessed, so I'm going to, it says, sell.
And I believe that that piece is really, really important. And I also know that when people are willing to buy something, they're more willing to utilize it. Oftentimes, folks don't see the value when they get handed something for nothing. And I think that's true. But here's the thing. Not only do I want you to go get the book, I want you to read it. I want you to read every single page. Read every page, because it is not, it's not getting the book in your hand that's going to make a difference. It's what I call, a lot of folks, I know, Stan, you and I both use this phrase. So a lot of folks are into this thing called shelf development. How many books do you have on your shelf that you haven't read? The magic is in what's between those covers. And then the real magic is, and the power is, it's not gaining the knowledge, but it's utilizing the knowledge. It's not knowledge that is power, but it is the use of knowledge that's power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing, and there's a lot of good information out there, and your book is such a great read and easy to follow, and it's so packed with amazing insights that this is one folks need to get. But, you know, it's interesting. I was reading some statistics on Napoleon Hill, who wrote Think and Grow Rich. He's responsible for creating more successful people than anyone in history. He's created 1 million millionaires. Now, you might sit back and say, that's an amazing statistic that I helped, and Napoleon Hill in his day helped to create 1 million millionaires. But the crazy piece of that, Stan, is that he sold 100 million books. That's 1%. 99 million books, the information just sat on a desk somewhere, or somebody didn't go out and utilize it. So it's not just getting the book, it's taking the information and using it.
Well, that's why I go a step further, Candy. I give 100% money-back guarantee. If they buy the book, read it, and implement it, if they do not receive at least one breakthrough, all they have to do is return the book, and we absolutely will give them their money back, no questions asked.
That's awesome. So where can folks find you? You're going to be speaking anywhere soon?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I will be in Concord, North Carolina, speaking at New Life Baptist Church in Concord. And that'll be North Carolina the 17th, the 19th through the 21st. We just got in from Raleigh, North Carolina, but we'll be going down there to Concord. Then on the 24th, we'll be in Houston, Texas. But let me give a number they can call and they can get information of where we're going to be. Two numbers. I'll give an 800 number first. That's 800-518-2097. 800-518-2097. The other number is 717-275-3508. Again, 717-275-3508. Again, you can go to drbreakthrough.com, and also you can email me at drbreakthrough. That's drbreakthrough@gmail.com. drbreakthrough@gmail.com. And Candy, I'm welcome to, I'm open to speak in churches and for organizations and groups. And I speak together a lot too. And I just
we'll do that. Oh, no, and we're going to get you out there and get you some more speaking engagements. We'll do, but you hear that music? We're almost off the air. Hey, listen, I'm so glad you were here. And remember, folks, get on out there and live this life like you mean it, okay? Stan, I love you, and we will have you here again soon. Bye for now.